governments need to be more hard-headed. There is a crucial role for an activist state in supporting the construction of key infrastructure, such as transmission lines, and in research and development. But the overwhelming priority must be to catalyze a bigger surge in private investment in two ways. First, by easing planning rules. The average global mining project takes 16 years to get approval. The typical wind project in America over a decade to get lease approvals and permits, which is one reason why its offshore wind capacity is less than 1% of Europe's. Speed requires centralized decision-making and will often mean disappointing local NIMBYs and conservationists. Second, governments can help companies and investors deal with risks. They can provide certainty in some areas, for example, by guaranteeing minimum prices for power generation. Western governments also have a duty to provide cheap financing to lift investment in poorer countries. But the key is in the introduction of carbon prices, which embed market signals into millions of everyday commercial decisions and give entrepreneurs and investors more visibility over a long-term horizon. Today, only 22% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions are covered by pricing schemes, and those schemes are not joined up. Green bottlenecks are a sign that decarbonisation is at last shifting from being a theoretical idea to a reality. A powerful push is now needed to help make the revolution happen.